Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yes, my name's Charles Hawkins, and I called you guys in a few days ago about canceling this account. And my cancellation number is K as in Keith, C as in Charlie, 0021. And I just want to know, when I canceled the account out, did that mean that they took or they gave me my money back in the account that they already took out?
All right, can I have your zip code?
It's 43207.
And could you spell your last name?
It's Hawkins.
Okay, I don't see anything here matching your zip code. Could you verify your phone number?
It's area code 614-497-9629.
So that's 9629?
Yes.
No, sir, I still don't see anything here matching your information. Could I have your last four digits?
I've got
of
a cell
card?
Phone number. I might have gave you that one. It's area code 614-439-9263.
So 429-9623?
439-9263.
No, sir, I still don't see anything here. Was this the phone number that you called when you made the cancellation?
Yes. That's how I got this. That's how I got the cancellation number.
Okay, I'm not seeing anything here matching that. Could you verify the last four digits of your card?
Let's see.
All right, thank you. Okay, so no, sir, I still don't see anything here matching your information. I do apologize about that. What I would suggest is double-checking the phone number to make sure that this is the correct one, because there isn't anything in our system matching your information.
No. Okay, well, man. Something's wrong here. Well, the number is 855-461-5449.
Yes, sir. Well, I do apologize. There isn't anything in our system matching any of your information that was provided.
Oh, man. That means I'm going to have to call my bank and have this thing disputed. Because, I mean, they took $72 and 30-some cents from me out of my account. So I guess I'm just going to have to dispute it because something's not right here.
Yes, sir. Well, I did try everything, looking it up in the system. First, before you dispute, I would try to look on your billing statement, see if there any other phone number on there, and try calling that number as well.
Guys, that's what I'm saying. I mean, this was through T-Mobile. I was doing a survey, and then they took me over to this thing where I was supposed to get an uplift light, whatever it is. I think it was something to do with my Wi-Fi booster. And I told him, I said, and it was supposed to be for $9.97. And then I seen the thing, it said 72.33, and I said, I didn't authorize that. And I said, the lady got on there and she said, well, do you want to go on ahead and cancel it out? And I said, yeah, I want to cancel everything out. And she said, well, there won't be any more payments taken out of your account. And I mean, I checked it this morning and that payment was taken out. It was 73, I think 73 something or 72 something. I just don't know.
Yes, sir. Well, I do apologize. The only way that I can assist you is if I have an account pulled up, and right now I'm not able to find anything match your information.
Wow. All right. Thanks a lot. I guess I'm just going to have to call the bank because I'm disputing this. Because this is not right. I'm getting money taken out of my account that I didn't even authorize. All right. Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.